Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Good morning, everybody. Those outside, can you shout a loud hallelujah? Praise the name of the Lord. Let's lift our hands to heaven. Everywhere, lift your hands to Jesus and ask Him to do something remarkable in your life this morning. Because He is the Son of God, He is the living Word, He is the healer, He is the lifter. Is someone praying? Ask Him to give you an encounter. Cry unto Him like blind Bartimaeus cried, Thou Son of David, have mercy upon me. Thou Son of David, have mercy upon my destiny. Thou Son of David, have mercy upon my family. Have mercy upon my finances. Have mercy upon my health. Have mercy upon my ministry. Have mercy upon my children. The cry of mercy is one that God will always hear. Are you praying? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This morning, I decided to just pray a bit before just taking a little nap. And the Lord gave me a scripture. I believe that this is a prophetic word for someone. Isaiah 36 and verse 11. Isaiah 36 and verse 11. Is it 11? Scripture shortly, but give us 1 Samuel 12 and verse 6. We'll pray a bit. Let me pull up that prophetic word from Isaiah. 1 Samuel 12 and verse 6. Prophetic words are very powerful because if and when you believe them, they sustain the power, even by the Spirit, to shift you to levels and dimensions . Someone read Isaiah 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 6. Let's take that. I'll pull up the prophetic word before we're done and then we'll read it. 1 Samuel 12 and verse 6. Samuel said unto the people, it is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron and brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt. It is the Lord that advanced Moses and advanced Aaron. Let me announce to you that people don't just go forward. There is a force by the Spirit that is able to shift people from where they are to the place of destiny. It is the Lord that advanced Moses. It is the Lord that advanced your family. It is the Lord that advanced all that concerns you. First prayer point this morning, you're going to cry and say, Lord, by your power, advance me. I am tired of this current level. Shift me to the next level. Everybody lift your voice and begin to pray. By your power, is someone praying? Advance me. Advance me. even by your spirit, advance me beyond this current level. Someone is praying. Let it be from the very depth of your heart. Hallelujah. Let me give us a bit of perspective before we pray this prayer. Yesterday when I was teaching, we discussed one of the laws of Sir Isaac Newton, that anybody will remain in his place of rest until something pushes it forward. For some of you, you have stayed in the same position for a very long time. There are places that when you travel, you can still remember how it was when you were born. The color, the painting, nothing has changed. There are people whose destinies are like that. People look at you and say, till now, you are at this level. I want you to pray from the depth of your spirit and say, Father, move me from this level. Move me from this level. This level of ministry, this level that my family has found themselves, who are tired of recycling pain, tired of giving explanations. Outside, I hope you are praying. Jesus is hearing you as you are praying. Everyone lift your voice and pray. Cry to God Almighty. Advance me, O God. Move me beyond this level. In the name of Jesus, move me beyond this level. For in Jesus' name we pray. Please write this prophetic word down. It was Ezekiel, not Isaiah. 36 and verse 11. This was a prophetic word that came to my spirit. Please give us Ezekiel 36 and verse 11. I'm going to read the prophetic word, and your assignment is to shout a believing amen. And I will multiply upon you man and beast. Hold on. Don't shout yet. I will tell you when to shout. And they shall increase and bring fruit. And I will settle you after your old estates. And I will do better unto you than at your beginnings. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. The key expression is, I will do better to you than at your beginning. That means what you saw God do when you started, God says, I'm willing to do even better than it. Can I tell you the truth? Everybody you see is made out of the mercy and the grace of God. It is a spectacular sight to see what the grace of God can do in the life of a man. My assignment this morning is to pray with us and to stand in agreement that God will end certain things in our lives once and for all. In the name of Jesus. You see, listen carefully. You have a responsibility to be angry at your current level. That is the condition to be moved to a new season. For as long as you are comfortable, when Jesus looked at that man on his way out of Jericho, blind Bartimaeus, he said, what do you want that I would do? Why would you ask a blind man what he wants? Because there's no assumption that the man wanted his eyes to be opened. He had to verbalize, he had to declare his intention. I can't assume that you want to prosper. I can't assume that you are tired of sickness. I can't assume that you are tired of failure. I can't assume that you are tired of seeing a life barren of the grace of God. It is up to you to declare it in prayer. Is someone still ready to pray? Every area of your life where you are trusting God for a change, open your mouth and begin to mention it one by one. No matter how many, don't be tired. You made a sacrifice to be here this morning. Those outside, make sure you pray. Mention them one by one. One by one. Visit my health, oh God. Visit my destiny, oh God. Is someone praying? Shebrakatos kalika prandege de balahasya. Shkete prandaga parakatos koto preketish. Imbrekete leka parakatos koto prondo koto prandege dege de belekatos. Ikrakatas kete leka te pros koto de. Shekete peke te peke de balanabos. Manda prakata pakata prandege de barus kete leka te pariakata. Ibrakatosh koto pronto koto sekete lekete prandege de la katus. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. May I request our ushers to begin to collect our prayer request. How many of you came with your prayer requests? Can you wave it to heaven? Or, okay, you submitted it already. Now, how many are yet to submit their own? Inside and outside. If you are yet to submit your prayer request, please lift it up and wave it high above your head. Or if you are yet to write down your own, please, I'll give you a minute or two. Let's make it very fast so that we don't delay. It's going to be a very brief service this morning so that we can rush and catch up with our activities. But it will be one you will not forget in a hurry in the name of Jesus. So please, if you are yet to write, ushers, just give them a minute or two very quickly. Or if your faith level was not high enough to include certain things, you can stretch your faith and add it now. Because God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, far above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. John chapter 16 and verse 24. One last prayer and then I'll begin to minister by the Spirit. One last prayer. John 16, 24. Jesus is speaking now and he said, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name." He said, "Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." God wants your joy to be full. And it is true that you can rejoice in the midst of nothing. It is true that you can rejoice whether or not you have results. But I assure you by God, you cannot have the fullness of joy until you are in the presence of your testimony. God does not just want you to have joy. He wants you to have the fullness of joy. The fullness of joy. That God would have sorted your life so gallantly. Your life becomes like Genesis chapter 24 and verse 1. The Bible says, "And Abraham was old and well stricken in age." He says, "And the Lord had blessed him in all things." God is able to reach down to a man and give him a holistic visitation, sorting your life in every area by his Spirit. And let me tell you this, do not allow the devil make you get used to pain. Do not allow the devil make you get used to failure. "But I prayed like this last year. But I prayed like this that time." Do not be like the disciples. They say, "Master, we have toiled all night. This is not our first time doing this." But they said, "Nevertheless, at thy word." Nevertheless, at thy word. Let me tell you how miracles happen. Please look up. The miraculous is the union of the anointing of the Holy Spirit and the spoken word. Miracles happen when there is a synergy of the word of God, which I told us is the boundary of God's commitment, when the word of God goes forth, there is the word that is found in scripture and is read, but there is the word that is sent. The word that is sent goes on errand like a messenger. The Bible says he sent forth his word, and that sent word healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. So when the word of God is sent, the power of God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, is the agency that makes for performance. That means the anointing has no ministry until the word is sent. You see, if the word is not sent, the anointing remains dormant. But at the instance of the word, the anointing begins to move in the direction of the sent word. Are we together now? The assignment of the anointing is to ensure that what was said does not return as a lie. So, if the word for healing is sent, the power, the anointing that corrects the various parts of your body that may be ailing you backs that word. It is your responsibility to receive both the word and the anointing that is sent. You can receive the word that is sent and reject the anointing that makes the word perform. You can say amen to the word sent and not say amen to the anointing that came with the word. You will be surprised that you will hear the word, but you will not receive anything. For every time the word is sent, realize that it's not just sound that is reaching your ears. The sent word is coming to you, but behind the sent word is the anointing, and you expect him to begin to do certain things in your life. I am a product of the sent word. I am also a product of the sent anointing. Someone ready to receive? So I needed to give you this charge so that you would know that God has not gathered you this morning to waste your time. I want to start this miracle service by praying for the sick. As they drove me in here, I just sensed in my spirit that there are many, many people who need the touch of God. Don't forbear with sickness. Let me tell you why healing is very important. Because everyone born of a woman is only given the privilege of using one body per lifetime. Let me explain to you the necessity of the healing ministry. You are only given one body per lifetime. There has not been any record of anybody given the privilege of using multiple bodies per lifetime. So God gives you, no matter how old or how short you live, you are given the privilege of hosting your spirit in only one body per lifetime. And the assignment of Satan, knowing that without a physical body, you are illegal to operate in this domain. Satan has a singular ministry of deteriorating that body. There is a requisite level of health that your body must attain unto for your spirit to remain there. If your body is deteriorated beyond a certain threshold, your spirit will have to leave, whether you are prepared or not. It's a law. So every time Satan brings sickness to your body, it's only death on the way coming. Every manifestation of sickness is like a dosage of death on your body. When you allow sickness to continue, it keeps breaking your body until you get to a point where your body can no longer host your spirit and it will have to leave. So what then is the goal behind the healing ministry? When Jesus heals, number one, he's letting you know, aside from the fact that he loves you, like I said yesterday, he's letting you know, listen carefully, that he intends for you to remain in this body so that you can serve his purposes and to be a blessing. Are we together now? Yes. So, if I begin to have a heart condition, or if I begin to have some kind of blood condition, I may laugh over it and say it is not serious. Can I tell you? When you forbear with sickness, it will always
gather its kind. Remember what Jesus said about how evil spirits walk. That every time they come and they find allowance, they don't stay alone. They will go back and gather their kind greater than them. So that the end of that man is worse than the initial state. You can choose to be healed right now. You can choose to end certain cycles, blood diseases, physical deformities, pains all around your body, growth, whatever medical condition, you can bring it before Jesus and allow His sent word and His sent anointing. Again, I repeat, His sent word and His sent anointing. But can I tell you, it's not only your body that needs healing. For many people, your body is healthy, but your finances are sick. When the Bible says the word heals them, it does not just heal their body. Your body may be healed, but your finances can be sick. There are others, your body may be healed, but your relationships can be sick. All the people who God puts in your life for your lifting may not be there to lift you, and your life can remain at the same level. You need healing in that area too. So when it is a healing service, it's not just limited to physical bodies. There are people here who came this morning desiring restoration. You know what it means to restore? To restore means by an act of God's might, He will reach into your yesterday, and everything that should have happened that did not happen, He will bring it and make your tomorrow capture it. That's what it means to restore. The zenith of dominion in this kingdom is dominion over time, because the unit of destiny is time. Whatever takes your time has taken a portion of your destiny. Lay your hands now. Let's start with the bodies. Here's what I'm going to do. Those outside, follow, listen very carefully. I'm going to be praying for you right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Having charged you with the word of God, every time you hear me speak, realize that two things are coming your way. Number one, the sent word. But number two, the sent anointing that backs that word and enables performance. Your assignment is to receive both. And the moment you receive that, listen to me, believe that the power of God has touched you, and I'll give you an opportunity to check yourself. The moment you check yourself and you find out that a miracle has happened, something has happened to you, a healing, restoration, whatever it is, I'm going to request that you make your way inside the auditorium. We'll take a few testimonies, whether you are outside, whether you are inside. The moment I pray for you and I give you an opportunity to check yourself and you find out that a miracle has happened to you, don't sit back there. Make your way. Ushers, protocol, if they are coming to announce their healing, please give them a chance to come. You can stay either at my left or my right. I'll also request a few pastors or a few of the leaders to be there so that they can help us take the testimonies. Are you ready now? Please place your hand wherever you are trusting God for a healing, a miracle. It is a part of your body you cannot touch. You can just make contact with your chest. Believe that Jesus is able. Believe that Jesus is able. You can also stand in by faith for someone. The centurion came to advocate for his child. You deserve the glory and the honor. Father, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory. Keep your hands there. And the honor. So I lift my hands in worship. as I bless your holy name, for you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you. Ground everywhere, inside and outside, right now, in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the Living God, where you are standing, sitting, connecting by faith, I rebuke every spirit that is back of infirmities in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke every spirit that is back of infirmities in the name of Jesus. No matter how long, no matter how frequent, I bring you the healing power of Jesus Christ right now. Over that condition. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head, even to the soles of your feet, be healed in Jesus' name. Every blood condition, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, be healed in the name of Jesus. Every pain around your body and your organs, I decree and declare, healing comes for you right now in Jesus' name. Any part of your body that has not been working, I command it to begin to work now. I declare strength. Strength to your limbs in the name of Jesus. Every eye condition, total blindness, partial blindness, be healed in the name of Jesus. Ear condition, total deafness, partial deafness, be open now in the name of Jesus. Lumps and growths all over your body, I command that they disappear right now in Jesus' name. Heart palpitations, heart conditions, in the name of Jesus, be healed now. Of blood conditions, HIV, hepatitis, be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Swellings all over and around your body, I command that they go down now. Anyone who is having a bone condition, you are unable to walk or move freely, right now in the name of Jesus, I declare, be healed in Jesus' name. Any problem with your throat, and seeing someone having a problem, I don't know what it is, it's like you cannot swallow easily, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, I declare, be healed right now. Be healed right now. Be healed right now. Ulcers of all kinds, be healed in the name of Jesus. There's someone I'm seeing, there is a particular, I don't know what kind of meal. If you eat that meal, it's like rashes or swelling starts coming out of your body. I don't know what kind of food that is now. When you eat it, something starts coming out of your body. It's like your eyes, like allergy. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you are healed now. Now, whether I mention your case specifically or not, I declare, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, be healed now in the name of Jesus. inside the main auditorium, be healed now. Yeah. Outside, be healed now. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Now, very quickly before I begin to minister deliverance again like we did yesterday, I want you to check yourself now. Everywhere, check yourself and do what you couldn't do. The moment you find out that the power of God has touched you, some of you even from yesterday night, the anointing came upon you and you found out that a miracle has happened, you can do what you couldn't do, make your way very quickly to the front and come and stand here right now. Let's begin to celebrate them as they come. Check yourself. The moment you find out that a miracle has happened, don't sit back there. Make your way to the front right now in the name of Jesus. Check yourself. Do what you couldn't do. Anything, God, make your way very quickly to the front. Let's appreciate them. Those who are coming from outside, make sure you clear the way for them in the name of Jesus. While that is happening, very quickly, please, can we have the prayer request? Let's so that we redeem time. Just speak the request. You may not need to pour them on the ground. Just okay, beautiful. Thank you. Please. Those who the power of God has touched, if there's anyone like that, please, very quickly, make your way to the front. Now, I'm seeing someone, I don't know if it's appendicitis or so, but I'm seeing that the power of God has just touched somebody. You've had severe pain around your lower abdominal region. Severe pain around your lower abdominal region. Are you celebrating miracles? Check yourself. Check yourself. Make your way to the front. Some of you may need to run. Go and check yourself in the restroom. Some of you, you may need to re-verify your testimonies medically. Let's check them very quickly. Celebrate what Jesus is doing here. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know, but I'm seeing outside, I'm seeing a little child, but this is not to embarrass you, but I'm seeing it's like traces of autism that this child has, nothing necessarily very, very bad, but this is, the mother has seen that this child is like the child is autistic. In the name of Jesus Christ, the power of God is touching that baby right now. Outside, I decree this by the power that raised Christ from the dead. Let there be healing right now. Let there be healing right now. Young and old, the power of God is touching people. Let them make their way to the front right now. We'll be taking a few of the testimonies to the glory of the name of Jesus Christ. And while the testimonies are happening, you may need to check yourself. You find out that the power of God has touched you. You can join them very, very quickly. And if you are yet to submit your prayer request, please do so, because immediately after, we'll begin to pray over the requests. You must have a testimony this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Are we ready, sirs? The mic, okay.
Apostle, sir, this man here said he has had a swelling on his hand, on his finger, for about 2 weeks.
A swelling?
He has a swelling on his finger.
On your finger?
Yes.
For how long?
It was telling me, I was praying that this growth that is coming here,
yes,
was strong. So yesterday when I came here, I was having serious pain. But when the prayer was going down, the pain
completely.
Thank you,
man. Are you giving Jesus praise? Anything. Gone completely. In the name of Jesus, it never returns to you again. Is this how you celebrate miracles in Belgium? Hallelujah. Yes, please. Very quickly.
So he said, for about a year now, he has been having severe pain.
For about a year.
On his side.
Give me my face.
For about a year now,
yes.
I have a severe pain, and they diagnosed me, I have a kidney stone.
They said you have?
Kidney stone.
Kidney stone. And medically verified.
Yes.
Yes.
And they were suggesting that maybe I should go for a surgery.
Yes.
But the moment you mention that somebody that has a pain,
yes,
everything is
bend down. Check it. Anything. Look at this. Yes. just a moment. In the name of Jesus, please look at me, sir. Let me pray for you. I seal that miracle. I command perfection over your kidneys. In Jesus' name I pray. Yes, please.
He has had acute abdominal pain since he was 17. He came here with the pain. The moment you mentioned it, the pain disappeared.
Abdominal pain. And as a ministry officer, in the name of Jesus, I declare perfection for you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, please. Go ahead.
Partial sight problem. You mentioned the case yesterday. The moment you pray, she began seeing clearly again.
How long, my dear? Hold on, please.
Since when I was very little.
Since when you were little?
Yes,
what happened to you?
I couldn't read well. I couldn't read from far. Yesterday,
yes.
When you said we should lay our hands on our eyes, I was praying and I saw like a vision. Sand was coming out of my eyes.
Sand was coming out of your eyes. Look at this. In the name of Jesus Christ, 2020 vision restored for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Yes, please.
Sir, this young man says he has been having arthritis since 2019.
Arthritis?
He couldn't stand for long. But from yesterday night, he stood for hours and he didn't do the thing.
What happened to you?
I just woke up and I found that my leg has been in my knee. And if I stand for 30 minutes or...
How long has this been?
2019, sir.
2019. Yes. You couldn't stand for long.
Yes,
check
sir.
Yourself now. Let me prophesy to you. Any spirit that will take advantage of your dream and your sleep. You remember the Bible says, while men slept, the enemy came and planted something. I decree and declare, everything that is not the planting of God must give way to pay. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare perfection for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, please.
Sir, he says he has been having severe pain at his backside.
Severe pain. And right now,
completely gone.
In the name of Jesus, I declare perfection. It will not return to you again by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, please.
A growth in her abdomen. The moment you prayed for her, the growth disappeared.
A growth. How long, my dear?
Over 2 years.
Over 2 years. Where? You could feel the pain. Huh?
Even yesterday as I came to the program, it was there.
Right now, press it.
Right now it has disappeared.
Completely.
Yes, sir. And also I have hepatitis.
Hold on. Yes.
And also I have hepatitis B.
You have hepatitis B?
Yes. So now that you are praying, I feel like somebody came out of me, so I believe that I am healed. Like I was told.
Place your hand on your chest, my dear. In the name of Jesus Christ. Out of her now. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Out completely. In the name of Jesus Christ. Life and wholeness. You go and verify this medically. It is truly an evil spirit. And I command that devil now. Let her go. The Bible says, now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Let's celebrate Jesus. Yes, please.
She came here with a raging fever. The moment you prayed, the fever disappeared.
Raging fever.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel now, madam?
I'm okay now.
Completely.
Yeah.
How were you feeling before?
When the prayer was going, I feel like something get out from my body.
You see the things. Listen. Learn this. You hear most of them saying that they feel that something. That means most of these things are spirits. And can I tell you, when a spirit comes, it does not attack only one area. It's just the area that has affected you that you know. That's the reason why when these devils leave, like he's leaving her now, out of her now, the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let me tell you what happens. You will see that although she believes only one aspect of her life is being healed, doors will just open like this. Is someone learning now? Yes, please.
Sir, an amazing testimony. Yes,
yes,
since 2009.
2009.
If she eats, she can't keep food down.
Every time she eats,
she has to throw it off.
She has to throw it off. And right now, she stands here, a living witness, to say that it's all gone, sir.
My dear, how long? 2009.
2009?
Yes.
I used to eat, and if I eat, it seems people come out. At times, I would just feel like, let me not waste food. I'll regurgitate it. Even yesterday, it happens to me. I couldn't come here. And at the same time, I had an accident like 4 years ago. My knee shifted. I received treatment, but the thing couldn't go.
Your knee shifted?
Yes, this morning.
And this morning, what happened?
This morning, I tried lifting water. Automatically, my knee shifted again. And I just took my bed and come.
And right now?
So when you started ministering, I started vomiting, and what I was vomiting was...
Oh, when I was ministering, you were vomiting?
It was foamy, a very whitish foam.
What has happened to you now?
Now I feel very comfortable, and my knee...
Look at me. Where is the knee? Which one was shifted?
This knee.
In the name of Jesus Christ, look at me. Jesus heals, and he heals completely. I stretch my hands now and I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let there be perfection for you now. My dear, look at me. Lift the knee. Go ahead. Any pain? Look at this. Look at what is happening to her. Any pain? Completely. Look at this. Look at this. It will never return to you again. And I pray that by reason of this encounter, you will go back and you will eat and never have to throw up again. In the name of Jesus Christ. So yes, please.
This young man says, far back as 2010.
Yes.
He was riding his bicycle.
Yes.
And it was to school, and it was like an arrow was shot at him.
Yes.
And from that time
till now,
he started feeling a pain on this side of his stomach.
And what happened to him?
He did two ultrasounds, but it was still there. But right now, as he stands here talking...
Two ultrasounds?
Yes, sir.
What has happened now?
It's all gone, sir.
Completely
it's
gone.
All gone, sir.
Check it. Listen, remember, when miracles happen like this, it's more than just that a man of God is powerful. I think he was in Gombe. I told them that every miracle comes with two messages from heaven. Number one, I love you. That is the letter that God writes on every miracle. Number two, I am still God. So every time you celebrate a miracle, you are not a miracle. It's like a tray that is carrying a message from heaven. One is a revelation of the love of Jesus, and the second is a revelation of the power of God. The Lord brings you perfection in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please.
This is the boy with the autistic condition.
This is the boy. Oh my God, look at this. How long?
From 3 years is when we noticed it. When he was 3.
Medically? You went to the hospital, they verified it?
Cannot talk. And he has that...
Stretch your hands towards this wonderful son. Many of you are parents and you know how inconveniencing it can be raising an autistic child. Stretch your hands towards him and ask the Lord to give him a visitation, to bring perfection to this boy, that he will grow and live a normal life by the power of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord wipe the tears of the mother and empower her and empower the son, that he will become a mighty vessel in the hand of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please.
Apostle, this woman came with her baby sick. This morning as you prayed, the baby received her healing.
The baby... What happened to the baby?
Her body was very hot.
Okay.
She has cried.
She has cried?
Yes, sir.
And right now?
No, she's normal.
I stretch my hands and I declare, baby, the Lord perfects you by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please.
This woman came with a chest pain. The moment you mentioned the condition, the pain disappeared.
Hallelujah. Now hold on, please. Hold on, please. Please, everyone, just obey this instruction. Just lay your hand on your chest. You don't have to stand. Just lay your hand on your chest. I don't know how we are going to do it, but the power of God is coming on some people right now. And I just saw what looked like stones, and I saw fire coming out of it. And the Lord is saying the orchestrations of witchcraft that has sat on the destinies of people is about to give way. I'm about to pray right now. There are many, many, many people whose lives and destinies have been tied down. But the Bible says, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and holiness. And even the sons of Jacob shall possess their possessions. I want to pray. And inside and outside, as I make this prayer, the power of God is going to begin to come on a few people. Please let me have them. If we can have them, then we continue getting the testimonies. In this auditorium right now, here, the main auditorium, there are two people that the power of God will come on very loud. After that loud shout, the power of God will begin to rest on people and bring deliverance. Honestly, why God does this thing sometimes, I don't know, except that these are supernatural acts of His mercy. I'm stretching my hands. The power of God, there are two people in this very auditorium now. The power of God, the Spirit of God is resting very mightily upon them. And when that engracing comes upon you, then He will bring you healing. He will bring you deliverance and an end to captivity. Place your hand on your chest now. Only Yeshua will reign forever. To His kingdom there'll be no end. Only Yeshua, two of them, will reign forever. Shabalaka siyata. His kingdom there'll be no end. There are kingdoms. There are mountains and there are thrones. Only Yeshua will reign forever. To His kingdom there'll be no end. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every spirit, Shabakatos Kadilakata, afflicting any destiny under the sound of my voice, once you are seated, in the name of Jesus, you are representing yourself and you are representing your family. I command every devil, by the mystery of the blood, every legal access that Satan has over your body and over your life, right now, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, I bring you deliverance now. I bring you deliverance. My goodness. Please help them. Bring them out. I bring you deliverance now. Now, now, I curse those spirits. Release their destinies outside. That fire is falling on you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, bring them out. I curse that spirit out of their destinies now. Release them now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Only Yeshua will reign forever. To His kingdom there'll be no end. Only Yeshua will reign forever. Listen, the kind of deliverance that God is bringing is the type that will cause all doors to be opened. All doors to be opened. Somewhere in the middle here, I just saw fire rising. Fire. And in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, I declare deliverance now. Bring them out. Those outside, please stand. Those outside, please stand. At the count of three, you are going to shout the name Jesus. And as you shout that name Jesus, fire will fall outside. And everyone who has been oppressed by there are spirits that are at the back of the pain of people. Most of what you call a miracle is just an encounter with the Spirit of God. Are you ready outside? At the count of three, I want you to shout the name Jesus, and that fire will begin to fall. Bring them outside. 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. I command every devil, leave their destinies now. Everything connected to ancestry by the blood of the eternal covenant, I release you now. For someone, your chest, it looks like something is leaving your chest. That devil leaves you now, out of their destinies now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now listen, I'm going to mention a case right now, and the power of God will come on the people. When I begin to mention cases, once that case relates to you, the anointing of the Spirit will come on you. The Lord is showing me people and families that never finish anything they start. No matter what they start, they don't seem to be able to finish it. Something must happen. Either someone will die and leave the project, or money will be lost. Right now, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, any family that every family that has been a victim of this, right now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, be set free now. Be set free now. We'll soon continue with our healing testimony, but let God just visit people. The Lord is showing me someone, you had a dream, and this is what happened in your dream. It's like an animal was chasing you. From the time you woke up from that dream, your life has not been normal. Every good thing in your life has left. Relationships, health, finances. Right now, wherever you are, I stretch my hands. The power of God is coming upon you right now. The power of God is coming upon you right now. I decree and declare that devil must let you go now. That devil must let you go now. Hallelujah. I want to break the spirit of delay. Delay is a spirit. It's not just a phenomenon. And many people are victims of this spirit. Listen, as I pray that prayer, the power of God will come upon you. There are many of you where you are now. That's not where you should be. You see where you are in dreams and visions, but physically you are not able to step in there. Paraskote parianta katose. At the count of three, everyone inside and outside, I want you to shout Jesus. As you shout that name, every devil of delay will leave you. Please, I want you to begin to help people, because some of the people will begin to run inside or outside. Is that grace for speed that is coming as an antidote for delay? Are you ready now? Father, thank you that you honor your word and bring deliverance to your people. 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. I command that spirit out of your life now. Out of your apakotes keta. I break, help this woman. I break the yoke of delay. I break the yoke of delay. I break the yoke of delay. Help that woman, please. Out of her now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. There are five people I'm seeing according to my vision. I'm looking in the realm of the spirit, but I'm seeing human beings. What I'm seeing, their face is covered. Their faces, that means physically. See, that is a prophetic representation of reproach. Because when your face is covered, it means that favor cannot find expression in your life. You may be physically walking and yet not know why certain things are happening. I don't know where they are. Five people I'm seeing according to my vision. Inside and outside, I want to pray. This is very strange. Now you see, please look up. Let me teach you something before we pray. One of the benefits of being sound in scripture is that it helps you to interpret the things that you hear and see prophetically. God just showed me a vision, and many of the people I'm seeing here, I saw them in the realm of the spirit, but they no hair. You know how someone shapes almost like my own hair? No hair. And you know that the hair of a woman and the hair of an individual represents your glory and your strength. Are we together now? So I'm seeing in the realm of the spirit, no hair. So there are many people you see, you are wondering why nothing is working in your life. It says, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. He says, you are my glory and the lifter up of my head. I want to pray. Let there be a restoration. Remember what I taught you about the sent word and the sent anointing. That every time the word comes, there is the power that backs it. Lay your hands on your head in 1 minute and begin to declare. I declare a restoration. A restoration of glory, of strength and virtue. Outside, are you praying? The Lord is with you whilst you are praying. Lay your hands on your head and declare by the Spirit. Restoration by the power of the Holy Ghost. Shapakatos keteleketia. Granteke parish ketilakotos. Restoration of glory by the word of the Lord. Restoration in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Is there someone with a name Asabe? Is there someone with the name Asabe? A-S-A-B-E. Is there someone with that name? What's your name? Please, technical, can you help us so that we'll just walk very fast? Just help us with the mics. Asabe. I want to pray for that person because God is visiting that family. My dear, this lady, I'm seeing oil being poured on her head. That lady holding her head, in the name of Jesus Christ, reproach and shame leaves your life now. Asabe?
Asabe is here, sir.
Okay, both of them, what he says to one, he says to all. I want to pray. My dear, lay your hands on your stomach. Just do what I'm asking you to do. Look at me. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that demonic thing. Now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, out of her right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, he must let you go. I declare liberty for you, even by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, and a place was no more found for him in heaven. A place was no more found for him in heaven. Let me pray for all of you who are standing here. Ah, my God. I'm going to pray for you, but there's one of you where? Witchcraft. Listen, we're people of scripture, but we're dealing with the root cause of many people's problems. Place your hand on your chest. You people here. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the spirit of death, right now, let them go. Because I'm looking and I'm seeing a coffin. Lord Jesus Christ, anyone who has been appointed unto death, bearing the name as a babe, for them and their family, right now by the power of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Spirit is coming on one of you right now. Freedom, I bring you liberty, and I command that spirit to give way now in the name of Jesus Christ. Appointed, he says, to deliver those appointed unto death. To deliver those appointed. This is how you just hear obituary that someone has died, and you will say, how can I lie, Sharia? No, his will is in his word. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. They are thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring you a future and an expected end. Let me rebuke the spirit of death, because this death thing is important to deal with it. Don't let no devil just take your life anyhow. It's not that you are afraid of death. You see what I'm saying? You see what is happening right now? Just keep your hands lifted, everybody. Whether it is for you or your family, anyone here that the spirit of death, kaparaka toshiata, is roaming around your life to see that you will not finish 2022, whether you are inside or outside, right now, that arrow of death, that embargo of death, at the count of three, I command it to leave your life. One, two, three, go, 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 go. I command that spirit out of your destiny now. Help them. Out of your life now. I rebuke that spirit. Help mama. I rebuke that spirit. For it is written that the fullness of your days you will fulfill. Open your mouth in 1 minute and begin to pray. I shall not die, but live and declare. Outside, are you praying? I shall not die, but live and declare. I shall not die. I shall not die. I shall not die. I live and declare the works of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now hear me. The next prayer I'm going to lead you to, you are going to lay your hands on yourself and you are going to declare that between now and the end of April, my destiny is moving forward. All wise. Are you ready now? Lay your hands prophetically and begin to pray. Go ahead, lift your voice and pray. By the Spirit of the living God, I am advancing. I am advancing. Nothing stops me. I move from where I am to the place of destiny. Someone is praying. From where I am to the place of destiny in ministry. From the place I am to the place of destiny in business. In family. Financially. Spiritually. Don't be tired. Pray. Outside, pray. The God of heaven is moving you forward. 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 By the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now everyone say this after me. Say in the name of Jesus. In this season, I receive divine direction. I know what to do per time as far as my advancement is concerned. No confusion and no delay. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Divine direction. Who to meet, what to say, where to go to. And thou shalt hear a voice from behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, and you will find rest for your soul. Pray for divine direction. Pray for divine direction in business, divine direction in ministry. Hallelujah. Now listen to me. Please listen very carefully. One of the major reasons why people do not advance is that they do not know what direction to take. Are we together? Most of you, when the devil wants to destroy a person's life, he will create confusion around your life. He will manipulate your dreams. Are we together now? In one dream, you will see yourself in Bauchi. In another dream, you see yourself in Abuja. Now you are confused. Should I be in Bauchi or go to Abuja? Because he knows that the moment there is direction, the number one rule for driving and getting to your destination, aside from knowing how to drive, is knowing where to go. We are still going to pray this divine direction prayer. Let me tell you the truth. There are many of you, sincerely, your destiny is not in Bauchi. There are some of you, your destiny is right here. And when the devil wants to destroy you, he will give you visa to America. Just because you think you have traveled, it is dangerous to be out of your place of ordination. Hallelujah. I was in Zaria for 11 years. And the last 3 years of my stay, the Lord began to speak to me, and I was sensing that it was the end of my season there. I struggled with God for 3 years. Not because I was a rebel. I just wanted to be sure, Lord, are you the one? Let it not be that I'm just going in the flesh, maybe because I'm looking for greener pastures. God had already honored himself. Right from that place, people were coming all over the world. God, I don't want the trouble of going for ministry and being misunderstood. And I pray, let me tell you, anybody who tells you divine direction is cheap does not know anything about destiny. Can I tell you, God directing you on what food to eat is different from God directing you where to go, because the destinies of others are tied to your hearing properly. And Satan knows this. It was the angel that quickly told Joseph and Mary, carry this baby, take him somewhere. And they kept him there. They would have killed Jesus. Direction. And he kept him there until Herod died. Then he came again. And he said, they that seek the life of your child are dead. Now you can go. Jesus knew when he was done with a place and said, let us go to the other side. For some of you, you may be in ministry and God is saying it's time to begin to establish branches. But that fear. For 3 years, I prayed and said, God, are you the one? I hate being in a position where I'm not in your will. Because if you don't secure God's backing, you become a victim. I knew it was a destiny-altering decision. Moving to Abuja would be like starting afresh. And every I said, God, are you the one? But it would be evil of me to know that God is leading me, and yet out of fear not take that step. Look at the destinies and the lives that would have been in disarray because of one man's disobedience. Are you ready to pray? Listen, some of you, it is in your divine direction that you will find destiny helpers. Some of you, it is in your divine direction. He said, and Isaac sowed in that land. Everybody was running away. And he said, Isaac, if you go out of this place, you have left your prosperity. Father, what is the next level in my life? Where is the next place that you are allocating for me? Open my eyes to see and grant me the grace to obey. Lift your voice and pray. Open my eyes to see. Open my ears to hear. Please pray. This is a very important prayer. Divine direction. I know I'm ending a season in my life. Lord, grant me grace. Hallelujah. Please look at me. Look at me. Divine positioning is very important. It was through divine positioning that Ruth met Boaz. Is that true? Naomi gave her a counsel. It was through divine positioning. Help this woman. You can imagine an elderly woman like this. Ah, but the devil is wicked. Mama, I bring you deliverance by the power of God. And I command this devil that has harassed your life, maybe her children are here, in the name of Jesus, be completely healed now. Hallelujah. Now hear me. One of the ways that Satan puts us in bondage is to create a problem that will force you to go and meet the devil for an answer. I shared a scripture with them in Gombe that I want to bring out here. Genesis 42, verse 1 and 2. Please be patient. We're almost done. Give it to us, please. Genesis 42, from verse 1 and 2. Now, when Jacob saw that there was corn, where? The problem is not corn. The problem is the location. There was corn, but where the corn was Egypt. The Bible says, and Jacob told his sons, why do you look upon one another? Verse 2, read it if you are a Christian. And he said, behold, I have heard that there is corn. Where? In Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die. Listen, I want to pray over the issue of supplies and resources in your life. Can I tell you, there is only one reason why God's covenant people will go to Egypt. Hunger. Hunger can take a prophet and his children to the place of bondage. How do you think they became slaves in Egypt? When the devil sees your integrity in ministry, when the devil sees your integrity as an individual, he will cause hunger where you are and make sure that the only place that there is food is the place where God says you should not go to. And if you don't have an alternative system of supply, hunger will always take the sons of the prophet to Egypt. I know you don't want to do the business. You know it's an ungodly business. But when hunger comes, the day your wife looks at you and says, my husband, don't let us die like this. You won't know when you will get into the drug business. Remember, you vowed that I won't be involved in this. I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. One of the ways that Satan makes God's people slaves is to make sure there is hunger everywhere and then there is corn only in Egypt. The sons of the prophets went to Egypt in search for corn. They enjoyed abundance for a few seasons and became slaves there for 430 years, all in search for corn. The foundation of the journey that ended up in slavery was the search for corn. Hunger is a serious issue. Are you ready to pray? Father, open me up to a way of escape financially by your favor, so that I will not have to go down to Egypt in search for corn. Please open your mouth and pray. Compromise is inevitable when there is hunger. Compromise is inevitable when there is hunger. Father, send the raven that will bring me bread at Brook Cherith. Send the raven that makes for my supplies. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can I tell you, many of our loved ones started well, is this hunger that took them to Egypt. In 2015, they told you there is one small charm. It's not very complicated. They will just give you. And you say, God forbid. But now that the pandemic has come and hunger is biting hard, you are considering going back. You say, you know what? Just give me whatever it is. Let it work. Can I tell you, a desperate person is usually a victim. As God help somebody, that you will go forward. The last prayer you are going to pray, and then I will turn for sake of time and lay my hands over our prayer request. The last prayer, listen carefully. You are going to pray for the gift of men. I wish I had time to teach you the irrefutable ministry of destiny helpers, as far as your destiny is concerned. But write this down if you can, or memorize it. All blessings come from God through men to men. Nothing comes directly from God to man, including Jesus. He didn't come from God to a man. He came from God through a human vessel to men. All blessings, every testimony in your life that will ever manifest, will come from God through men to men. That means if God says yes and a man says no, your yes will remain in the realm of the spirit. God must say yes and a willing vessel also say yes for yes to manifest. The spirit and the bride say come. If the spirit says come, there must be a bride also to echo come. The spirit says be lifted, there must be a bride on earth who says be lifted. Are we together? For many of you, God has said yes already, but the helpers of your destiny are not there to say yes to. God said yes to your job since 2018, but the destiny helper who will stand in partnership with God to say yes has not been there. Please listen to me. There is no destiny helper who comes on their own. They are called by prophecy. When Jesus Christ was on his way to Golgotha, your Jesus, he got to a point where, because of the beatings, he had been bleeding, had no strength to carry the cross. Your Bible says he collapsed with the cross there. And I hope you know that if Jesus died on the ground, he could not be a curse for us. Because the condition for him to be a curse is that he hangs on a tree, not on a ground. Jesus was weak, but he needed to die in Golgotha. And suddenly, a destiny helper came called Simon of Cyrene and helped him carry that cross. And that was how he arrived there. Even your Jesus needed a destiny helper to lift him there. Otherwise, salvation. When the dead body of Jesus Christ was hanging on the cross there, no prayer warrior could bring it down. It took another destiny helper with influence and access called Joseph of Arimathea to use his influence with government to bring down the body of your Jesus, and so that he would be buried in a virgin tomb. Otherwise, he would have remained on the cross. You would not be able to say, oh death, where is your sting? Because he would not even have gone to the grave. Can I tell you this? Please listen carefully. Destiny helpers are the midwives between prophecy and manifestation. A destiny helper is an individual or groups of individuals anointed, ordained, and commissioned by God to hold your hands and help you scale through to the next level of your life. No matter how anointed you are, you will need the ministry of destiny helpers. In 1 minute, let me look for my message on destiny helpers. But let me do a 1 minute summary of the four kinds of destiny helpers you need in your life if you will ever rise and move to a notable position. Number one, you need divine connectors. According to 2 Kings chapter 5, divine connectors do not have the power to help you, but they know who can help you. The little slave girl, the Bible talks about Naaman, a captain of the Syrian army. He said he was a valiant man, but he was leprous. It took a little girl, a supposed non-entity, to recommend him to Prophet Elisha for his healing. Can I tell you this? Divine connectors don't have the power to help you, but they know who has the power to help you. The key to receiving from divine connectors is discernment, because there are times that they will not carry a form that is appealing. Number two, the second group of destiny helpers you need in your life, they are called men of influence. These are people who their credibility and their endorsement becomes a leverage for you to rise to another dimension. One man's signature can end these many prayers of a job. The job is not in heaven. It's on earth somewhere. Somebody can sign and say, kindly assist, and leave his signature. And the person he's sending you to, he was the one who lifted him. These are the wisdom systems that believers don't understand. This is the world of men. You need men and women of influence. People who can use their credibility and their track record to provide a leverage for you. The third group of destiny helpers you need, they are called gifted men. The assignment of gifted men is to bring efficiency to your life and take away wastages and leakages. Many of you in business have so many people, some of them your relatives, but they are not gifted and skilled people. You need men in the spirit of Bezalel. They produce efficiency to whatever you are involved with. The greatest corporations in the world, they know this, and they pay whatever price to source for gifted people. Are we together? David, that you talk about in the Bible, who later became king. You go and read about the Benjamites from where he came from. Historically, there were people who were so skilled in using slings. It was written historically that they were so good they could divert arrows with slings. Like you shoot an arrow and he can use a sling to divert it. Don't you think he just killed Goliath? There was skill that was at work there. The anointing speaks louder when it comes on a vessel that is gifted with and skillful. When the vessel is not gifted, you will make the anointing look inefficient. You need people of skill. You need people of capacity. Number four, which is very important, the fourth group of destiny helpers you need to rise in life, they are called burden bearers. Can I tell you, this unique group of people, their assignment is not to move you forward. Their assignment is to stop you from going backward. Burden bearers are people who are in your life not for the glitz and the glamour of what you represent. They are the truest group of people in your life. They love you for who you are. They will not only stand with you, they will fall with you. Listen, when Jesus, as he was moving around as a celebrity, the Bible says they told him when they ate bread, remember, you will be king over us. He had to run away. A few months later, the same people looked at him and said, crucify him. Jesus was watching the people who ate his bread. They said, yes, we are the ones. Crucify him. They even released an armed robber in exchange for Jesus. Don't get carried away that because a crowd is clapping for you, they love you. They only love themselves through you. No matter who you are in life, a time will come when you will be headed for that cross. And at that time, when Jesus was going to the cross, my question is, where was Lazarus, who he raised from the dead, that he could not identify with him in the time of pain? Where was the woman with the issue of blood? Where was the centurion? Where were the people who came at his crusade? All of them ran away. There was only one person and two people, I would say, among the many people who were with Jesus. John the Beloved and Mary his mother. That's it. Can I tell you? Woe betides a man who does not have a burden bearer to cry with you. There are many people today who were managers and directors. They kept celebrating the glitz and glamour of sycophants, and they ignored the people who truly loved them. Now that all the fame has gone away, they are alone. You see people in old age, and there is nobody who believes in them enough to say we are going to die here. Can I tell you the truth? It is your prayer that number one, God makes you a burden bearer to someone. And then number two, that God brings burden bearers. These are the people who you can sleep with both eyes, knowing they will die with you there. Most of the great leaders in the world have died depressing deaths because they spent their lives enjoying celebration. But towards the end of their life, they discovered that everybody was just looking for something. Look at politicians. In the height of their politics, they have everybody saying, greeting them. The moment they lose election, at that point, everybody plus their aides say, now that you have lost, it's not my fault. Aluta continua, you say. And you see a lot of people stay in frustration. How about men of God? When God calls you, you see people coming with you, but challenges hit the ministry, and you found out that nobody is left. You need burden bearers. I had to pray that prayer for my own life. Can I tell you the truth? You will be scared of yourself if everybody around you is just looking for what you carry. There must be people who love you for who you are. That will be our last prayer point. You are going to pray and cry for destiny helpers and list these four groups of people: divine connectors, men and women of influence, gifted people, and more importantly, burden bearers. Lord, I need to move to the other side of my destiny. Send me this group of people. Go ahead and pray. Outside, go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Send me divine connectors who will connect me to the men and the women that can help me. Send me men and women of influence whose credibility will provide a leverage for me in life. Send me gifted people, oh God. Finally, send me burden bearers, that when I cry, let someone be there to cry with me. When I rejoice, let someone be there to rejoice with me. In the name of Jesus, I declare over you that as you have prayed, some of you, beginning from today, the sun will not go down until this group of people begin to find you. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Please rise up on your feet if you can. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing. It says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, it says, let your request be made known. Don't assume that God knows it. Let your request be made known. Now, please look at me carefully. This is the most accurate representation of your desires. No matter how I prophesy, I see in parts. No matter how I intend to bless you, there is a limit to what God can show me. But you are the one who wrote this by yourself. It is the most focal representation of your desire, even your most desperate desire. The Bible says, unto him that answers prayer shall all flesh come. I want you to stretch your hands to the altar here, and in 1 minute, begin to pray. Those outside, stretch your hands to your screen. And now you begin to pray. I'm going to bow my knees prophetically, and I'm going to agree with you. You don't have to kneel. You just stand and pray. I will do the kneeling. This is how you will know God visited you. Stretch your hands. Unto you that answers prayers shall all flesh come. Unto you that answers prayers shall all flesh come. Stretch your hands and declare, Lord, you are answering my prayers and giving me rest round about. You are answering my prayers and giving me rest round about. You are answering my prayers and giving me rest round about. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want to pray and I want you to agree with me with a resounding amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I bring before you the petitions, the tears, the requests, the pain, the points of concerns of your people. I'm kneeling on their requests. These are the reasons why they have cried. For some, these are the reasons why they have been starved of sleep. For some, this is the reason why their homes are almost tearing apart. For some, this is the reason why they have not found joy all through this year. Oh God, I pray, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, answer every one of these requests. Answer every one of these requests. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every human agent who must partner with the Holy Spirit to allow for answers of this prayer, we command their ministries right now. In the name of Jesus. And every wicked spirit responsible for this pain and these tragedies here written and represented, I decree in the name of Jesus, their hands and their influences are taken out of this request. By the power of prophecy, I declare unto you that these Egyptians you see today, you will see them no more forever. These Egyptians you see today, financial Egyptians, marital Egyptians, health Egyptians, you will see them no more forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. In Jesus' name I pray. Please lift your hands and let me speak prophetic words over you as we wrap up. In the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the Living God, every door that has been closed over your destiny, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, I speak over those doors. Be open now. Be open now. Everything that has left your life that should not have gone, by the power of prophecy, between now and the end of April, I command them to return back to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. He said, why seek ye the living among the dead? Everywhere you have been searching wrongly, may my God redirect you to the right place. Let me pray for those trusting God for jobs. In the parable that Jesus gave, there were others who were sitting idle, and he told them, why sit ye idle? And they said, no man employ us. And he said, they should go to the vineyard. When the master speaks, there must be space for you. I decree and declare, all those trusting God for jobs, between now and the next 3 months, may the Lord give you supernatural jobs. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Two more prayer points. The kind of honor that you have never seen in your life. I call upon the God of my covenant. May that mantle rest upon your life. By this grace for honor, let shame and reproach be driven far from your life. Finally, I pray for you. According to Esther chapter 2 and verse 15, the favor that you need to excel in life, may that favor rest upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shortly, I'm going to be leaving. But the testimonies that will erupt from this time, you will keep testifying till the remaining part of this year. In the name of Jesus Christ. The final prayer I'll pray for you is over your spiritual life. We cannot end this meeting without speaking over your spiritual life. I did speak yesterday, but let me speak again. Let me encourage you to cultivate a fire and a passion for the things of God. Your prayer life must be up and doing. Your word study life must be up and doing. Your passion for the house of God must be up and doing. Are we together now? Separate yourself from wrong relationships that will not help you to grow spiritually. I declare fresh fire upon your prayer altar. Fresh grace to study the word like never before. May your love for Jesus multiply more and more. May you have results in your Christian life. I cultivate passion for the house of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. And for the leadership and membership of House on the Rock, may the hand of God rest upon you. You will go from glory to glory. Bouchy State will keep going from glory to glory. May the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for receiving me. May the Lord bless you. In Jesus' name I pray.